Today on The World Close Up, the 48,000-kilometre fruit salad. With globalisation, the world has become a smaller place. On last week's programme, we talked about how people around the world are watching foreign TV programmes, wearing clothes from other countries, and working at companies with several international offices. On this week's programme, let's look at how globalisation allows us to taste food from different cultures around the world without leaving the country. We don't just mean speciality products like Turkish sweets and Japanese desserts. Think about the regular food products customers are buying every day. Where do they come from? How do they get to your supermarket? And what is the true environmental cost of your usual shopping list? Our reporter Darren Hayes has gone to a Fresh Mart in central London to investigate this issue and to see just what countries customers are putting in their baskets.
Hello, I'm here at the Fresh Mart in central London. There are a lot of healthy consumers here, and David Green is one of them. David, can we take a look in your basket? What are you buying today?
Mostly fruits and vegetables. I've got a bunch of grapes, some bananas, some kiwis, a small packet of blueberries, tomatoes and a lettuce. I'm making a fruit salad for lunch as I'm trying to eat healthily.
I notice on the label that the bananas are from Colombia.
Yeah, so?
Do you mind if I check the grapes? They're from South Africa. The kiwi comes from New Zealand. And the blueberries are from Argentina. David, did you realise that all of this fruit is imported from overseas?
Well, I guess as it's winter, we can't grow these fruits in our country. They have to be imported. If they weren't, then how would we get fresh fruit in winter?
Good point. The global food industry and the speed of shipping fresh foods by aeroplane allows people all over the world to eat a huge variety of fresh fruit and vegetables all year round.
It's just more convenient, isn't it? Most of the fruit and vegetables I like peppers, oranges and bananas, grow in hotter climates. A lot of the fruit and veg that grow here in the UK is so boring.
It is possible to grow fruit and vegetables from hot countries here, but they have to grow in greenhouses, which increases production costs. If you look at these tomatoes, which were grown on a local farm, they're almost twice the cost of the tomatoes you have here from Morocco, over 3,500 kilometres away.
I'd never pay that for a few tomatoes. Local food can be so expensive. It's not worth it.
I know, but cheap food comes at a price. Let's look at the figures. The bananas from Colombia must have travelled more than 8,500 kilometres to reach Fresh Mart. The grapes from South Africa must have come more than 9,600 kilometres and the Argentinian blueberries nearly 11,100 kilometres. The kiwi from New Zealand, that must have flown about 18,800 kilometres. So, that's about 48,000 kilometres of air travel in one bowl. That's an incredibly long food supply chain. It's also a huge carbon footprint, which means a huge amount of pollution was produced to get this food to the shelves. When food travels, a lot of carbon dioxide pollution is produced. And most people now believe that carbon dioxide in the air is causing climate change, causing the Earth to get generally warmer.
I've never really thought about it that much. What about this lettuce? It's local.
Even something that looks like it's local can have a big impact on the environment. It's far cheaper for supermarkets to have several large factories than a lot of small ones all over the country. So food grown around the country is transported to large factories to be packaged and sold. This lettuce may be local, but the farm it came from could have transported it across the country. and then put it into this plastic packaging. It's sometimes then transported back to the place it was grown in the first place.
So, before arriving at Freshmart, this local lettuce might have travelled...
maybe up to 500 kilometres? You can only really be sure how far something has travelled if you purchase it directly from a farm or if you grow it yourself.
Wow! I can't believe it! Maybe I should pay the extra money for local food.
Thanks for your time, David. A 48,000-kilometre fruit salad that comes from four different countries isn't very expensive for the consumer. But the big question is, what's the true environmental cost of such a well-travelled salad? That's all for today. Thanks for listening to The World Close-Up.